Sheila.
Very practical. It happens that after a limud, the custom is to say Kaddish. Our custom is we say to be Hananya, and we say Kaddish Yisrael, and the value of that Kaddish is very great. Gemara Sota says the world stands on the Kaddish that said after the Agada, after the Derash. There's also a minhag that we have based on the Benu Adi, that before Arbit, for example, we say three Pesukim, Hashem Savot Emanu Miskavlanu Yaakov Sela, Hashem Savot Asher Adam Derbach, Hashem Moshiach Melech Yanu Mikoreinu, and then we say Hatzi Kaddish. Although many communities were Ashkenazim, they don't say Kaddish. They just say Baruch Hu Hashem Mevorach. But Benu Adi clearly said that part of the tikkun of the tefillah is to say the three pesukim and then to say a hatzi kaddish. So the question then would be, if let's say, which happens many times, right before Arbit we have a shi'ur. So they say Rabbi Hananya, and then they say Kaddish Al Yisrael. Can they use that Kaddish Al Yisrael also for the Kaddish before Arbit? Or do they say Otze Shalom, and then Hashem Svot Emanu, Miskavik Osela, and then say another Kaddish as well? Or can you use the one Kaddish for both? So there's an interesting Kaf HaHayim in Siman Resh Sammech in Sif Katan Chav Zayin. He's talking about over here the Minhag that was in Bet El in Yerushalayim, Yeshiva of the Mekubalim. Then on Friday night they would say Shira Shirim. After Shira Shirim they would say a Kaddish. And after the Kaddish for Shira Shirim, they would say the Kaddish of Arbit and then Barichu. So clearly you see a case where the Kapahim at least held that the two Kaddishim are different. One, the Kaddish is for the Shira Shirim, and then the Kaddish the Arbit. His language was, V'ahar Shira Shirim umrim Kaddish, V'ahar kach umrim Kaddish shel Arbit, u'barechu. Now you could say, that could be, that the Kaddish on Friday night is a special Kaddish, and there's Kabanot, and there's Neshama Yetera, and that's why that one has to be said separately. But maybe the regular Kaddish on a weekday night, and the Kaddish after a class is the same story. Rabbi Shayo and Mechkere Eretz wants to claim that really the Kaddish of Tefillah is a Lehud and the Kaddish of Torah is Lehud. Two separate things. And therefore he held, and he holds, and he says that's the custom in the Har Shalom, where he studies, that when they pray Arbit, they say the Kaddish first for the Shi'ur, and then they say Hashem Sama'ot, and they say another Kaddish. Although he says that they asked Acham ben Sion Abba Shaul this question, and Acham ben Sion said, no, it's the same Kabana, and therefore you can use one Kaddish for both. He understands that answer, that you can, but not that it's a problem if you do two Kaddishim. It's not a problem of saying an extra Kaddish. And actually Acham ben Sion said to go ask Rabbi Sharabi to find out what the halakha was, Rabbi Mordechai Sharabi. And in the Har Shalom, which is the yeshiva of Rabbi Sharabi, the custom is today to say two separate Kaddishim. So it comes out according to this that really you can go either way. Acham ben Sion said that if you want to use the one Kaddish for both, at least during the weekday, you would have no problem. Rabbi Shaya wants to claim that fine, you want to do that, it's okay, but proper to say the two Kaddishim, and hard to make a final ruling once already you see that there's two sides of it. Whatever they're going to do in this case is going to be acceptable. If they want to say two Kaddishim, matovu manaim, you can't have a claim against them and tell them, you're saying back-to-back Kaddishim. We see already cases where the Kaddish is different. You could say two Kaddishim, like by the Shira Shirim case. And those who want to use one Kaddish, but what they should do is, according to Acham Avadya at least, that after they say the Kaddish Al Yisrael, they shouldn't say Behurachum. They have to say the three Pesukim of Hashem Sivaot. So they have to say Hashem Sivaot Amanu Miskavim Gomsela. Hashem Sivaot Amanu Miskavim Gomsela. Behurachum Mikapir Abom Vedo Hashem Sivaot. Because a lot of times what happens is after the Kaddish, they go right into Behurachum. And they skip Hashem Sivaot Amanu. That's the problem. So everybody would agree that if you're using one Kaddish for both, you still have to say Hashem Sivaot. Now, if you're saying two Kaddishim, then for sure. Anyway, you're going to start off with Hashem Sivaot Amanu, and you'll say the Hashem.